This Queen is the name of a waterproof plastic sheeting, the kind that Homeland Security officials urged Americans a few months back to put over their windows in the event of a biological attack. It's also the name of a new band from Seattle. The trio combines the two young artists with one of the city's older and best-loved music figures. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW has this profile.
This Queen frontwoman Rachel Flotard is the human incarnation of the Energizer Bunny. Nonstop stories pour out of this New Jersey native, like the one about driving down a Seattle street thinking about where she'd find a bass player when one literally pulled up next to her.
I was at a stoplight talking with a friend of mine, like, you know, I'm thinking about Kim Warnick. I know she's in the Fastbacks and stuff, but it would be pretty killer to have her. And then, like, this rumble comes up, and at the stoplight next to us is Kim in...
I'll join. Hey, guys, I'll join.
Actually, at the time, Kim Warnick wasn't looking to join a new band. For more than 20 years, she'd been the lead singer and bass player for the Fastbacks, a legendary Seattle band with an intensely devoted following.
I never wanted to be in another band. The band I was in was the band that I was in.
After their chance meeting on the street, Rachel Flotard gave Kim Warnick a tape of her songs. Warnick was so impressed, she says she couldn't turn down the chance to play in the new band.
It's weird to think that I did that, to actually do something so radical as to quit something that you've done half your life. It's a pretty big deal. But it wasn't scary. It would be scary if I wasn't sure that I really wanted to do it. But I was sure.
I'm sorry that you're falling apart.
Now audiences see the 44-year-old rock veteran backing up Rachel Flotard, who was just 8 years old when Warnick co-founded the Fastbacks. Flotard says she loves having Warnick's experience on stage and in the studio.
Kim really has been my rock encyclopedia.
But it hasn't been a perfect fit. Flotard writes all of This Queen's music and is the lead singer with Warnick backing her up. Flotard says it's a bit of a role reversal for Warnick.
The thing with Kim is, like, she's been a lead singer her whole career up until this point, and so she sings a certain way as far as...
It's hard for me to, like, sing harmony in this band, and that's funny because that's what Rachel is. It's so easy for her. She hears it, she can do it, she can nail it in the studio just like that. And I think it was because I sang, I was, like, lead singer for 23 years that it... It's just hard. I hear the harmonies, but to do them, my voice instantly goes to the main vocal.
Find your way for me now. Find your way for me now.
Warnick brings more than her long experience to This Queen. After so many years with one of Seattle's best-loved bands, the veteran attracts fans curious to hear why she left.
Kim's just amazing, and it's so great to see her playing in this band.
Dave Rosenkrantz is a curator at the Experience Music Project and a former staffer at the seminal Seattle grunge label Sub Pop Records. Rosenkrantz admits Warnick's the reason he first paid This Queen any notice. Now he's a big fan of the trio. Rosenkrantz says This Queen reminds him of such bands as the Ramones or the Undertones, but he doesn't want to pigeonhole the new group.
I think the best bands throughout rock at any period are the ones that have songs that you can remember. And it doesn't matter whether they're dressed up as prog rock or whether they're dressed up as punk rock. It doesn't really matter. The songs that they write and perform are just insanely catchy. You know, there's hooks galore. It certainly fits in with a punk sensibility and a punk delivery that reminds me a lot of things that were going on in the late 70s. I find that really appealing.
They walk.
This Queen's big challenge now is to get its music out beyond the Pacific Northwest. For Kim Warnick, who tends bar when she's not playing music, and drummer Ben Hooker, who delivers pizzas, that didn't pose a problem. But Rachel Flotard had to quit her day job to focus on the band, which she did last spring.
I decided that, you know, if we're going to give this any kind of a chance, then we have to go out there and play. And Ben, when he's like, we need to go on tour, we need to go on tour, and I was brushing him off forever. And then he's like, how many next summers, Rachel, are we going to have? And I slowly realized that we just kind of have to go if I'm going to be serious about this. And what a good time to do it, you know? You're 31 years old,
yeah.
There's war, and no one in the music industry is getting signed or really making money. I think that sounds like the road for me.
I guess I'll quit my job.
Yeah. Flotard's gamble may pay off. This Queen's first album, the self-produced King Me, has sold 3,000 copies in less than a year. While that doesn't sound like much compared to Springsteen, for an independent band, it's not bad. And it's 6 times what the musicians had hoped to sell.
We sat down a year before the record came out, or 6 months before the record came out, and said, what are our goals? What do we want to do in a year? What do we want to have done? We want to have toured. Yeah. We want to sell 500 records.
Yeah, I think our goal after 6 months was to sell 500. And a year was to, like, order more.
Obviously, we had a lot of confidence in our product.
All jokes aside, bassist Kim Warnick says after 2 decades playing with the Fastbacks, a band that Pearl Jam called its favorite and every critic adored, she wants something more.
Money and free gear.
And?
Houseboat. Just a little one, but big. And and right now, actually, I'm having a great time. Just tour a lot. It'd be great if this was what we got to do for our life.
This Queen just finished a national tour. They didn't quite break even, but they did sell a few CDs and got the band's name out. The experience left the musicians feeling good enough that This Queen heads into the studio this week to start work on its second record. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.
Hear more of This Queen's music at our website, npr.org. Because you found a friend in me.